it's a bit frightening when you try and sit back near the back seats and you've got everything just right, and then suddenly the chairs are taken away and you're getting near the front. So you're now horribly exposed, are you? Nothing whatsoever. You can grab one of those chairs if you want, but I mean, you're now on the front row. I'm going to distribute some things. You really need to be younger to have one of these, because you need to be able to hold this up when we get to it. I've got six things here for you to have. Six. Would you like to be would you like to have one of these and just hold it nicely? Choose one. There we are. Choose one. All you need to do is just hold it there now. Hold it nice and gently, nice and still. I'd like to choose one. I'd like to choose one. And you're going to do that with John T. If John T wants to come up, you can do that together. Right, so you've each got a picture. But first of all, before we see what on earth they're about, we're going to think, what sort of king? What sort of king? Kings are treated with, obviously, great respect. But nowadays, we don't really treat kings as they used to be. Kings used to be able to say, you, I want you dead. And you'd be dead. You'd be executed. A king will say, I want your land. And he'll take your land. I want your horse. I want your car. And they'll take it. So modern day, I think it's better to be a dictator. They have much more power than kings. In Jesus' day, a king was far more like a dictator. They could do good, they could do bad. It was up to them. They had everything. So what sort of things will we give a king or a dictator who's going to tell us what to do and what not to do? Our screen's up there. Let's start off with, I think the first thing you need is you need to be dressed well. You don't really want a king in shabby clothes. So we need to have something good for a king. Maybe something like that. Looks all right, doesn't it? Maybe something like that. That's a bit more ornate. Or something like that. Only one of them is suitable for a king, because the others were worn by different sorts of people. Which one is the king's cloak, do you think? Which one is the king's cloak? Anyone want to venture a guess and give a reason? Which one, Rowan, is it? The second one, the middle one. You think that's the king's robe. Looks lovely, doesn't it? Wonder if it is. Anyone like to try and argue for another one? Go on, Gilfie. No. The first one on that side, it certainly looks lovely, doesn't it, with all the fur. Could be. It's certainly beautiful enough. What about this one here? Anyone think this one might be suitable for a king?
I thought it was one on the left, but that's Father Christmas, so I thought it's the one on the right.
Could be the one on the right. Well, here's what they are. That one there was actually designed for a king, but not a real one. It was Yul Brynner. Right. So that's an actor's robe. But it was probably done. It's beautiful. This one it's worn by, I don't know, a count or something like that. It's someone quite high up, but it's not royalty. They're sort of down from royalty. It is the middle one, which I think was a king in... Oh, it was somewhere like Venice. It was somewhere in Italy, anyway, at some time. And is truly, the middle one is a king's robe, so we need to dress our king properly. What else do we need to do to our king? Well, we need to give the king a good car. There's a good car, isn't it? That is a royal car. That is the Queen's car, actually, so Queen will do. Yeah, but a car suitable for royalty. Look at it, it's bulletproof. It's puncture-proof. It doesn't break down like my cars do. It's beautiful. Beautiful? Well, I think we could do better than that for a king. How about my next one? Look at that! That is real! It is the longest stretched limousine in the world. So it really exists. And, I mean, amazing. You can get a swimming pool in that. It's fantastic. All your friends.
Swimming pool in the back.
You never know. You never could have. Actually, it'd be silly with a swimming pool, really. But that end bit could be a swimming pool, couldn't it? It is, yeah, the longest. Look at that. Its main problem is its turning circle. Here is a car. My last space there, fit for royalty. Please, when you see it, do contain yourself, because it's La Ferrari. It is, I think, the most beautiful car ever made. Isn't it jaw-dropping? Don't some of you feel absolutely nothing? Why? It is totally, totally beautiful. And...
does it work?
Oh, does it work? It is also a hybrid. So the very latest. King needs a good car, something to drive him. What else does a king need? King needs a red carpet. King needs special treatment. Look at that. That's for a star. You've got all the beautiful gold things down the edge and a big centrepiece to say, you've arrived. The king needs a great big red carpet. We give red carpets to pop stars and actors and actresses. And that's all they do. It's an everyday job. In Shakespeare's time, it was a rubbish job. Only people who really failed in life were actors. Didn't have actresses, of course. Ladies weren't allowed to act, so the men had to dress up as ladies. So it was a bad job. Nowadays, we put a red carpet out for them. For royalty, absolutely, a red carpet. Oh, yes, we need a good servant. Does anyone recognise that servant? It's Parker. It's Lady Penelope's butler or servant. And anything that Lady Penelope wanted, he would say...
Yes,
m'lady. Yes, m'lady, that's right, yeah. So royalty, you need a really good servant. And I couldn't think of anyone better. I was actually researching his background the other day. And apparently he's an ex-criminal who's gone straight. I never knew that. I always thought he was the perfect man. Anyway, he's the perfect servant. Or perhaps that man there. I'd choose him. Who's he? He's Terminator. Which form of Terminator? Terminator 1 or Terminator 2?
1.
You'll say 1. You don't want Terminator 1 because he is a robot and he's out to kill you. That is Terminator 2 and he is out to protect you. Anything you ask him to do, he will do. If you say protect me from them, he will. Take me there, he will. He is the ultimate one. If you want to kick him, you can. And he won't kick back. He's Terminator 2. It's actually Arnie Schwarzenegger, isn't it? But he will do anything you want. And I think if you're royalty, you want someone like that. What else have we got for our royalty? Oh, yes. I think we need a gift. We need a beautiful gift for royalty. Something really special. And that there is one of the most expensive watches in the world. The main problem with it is it's jolly difficult to tell the time. And I forget what it is, but the very, very poshest watch. Have something like, I don't know, it's called something like a squiddly diddly. And that has got 4 squiddly diddlies in it, which makes it apparently the watch to have. It costs, it's 5 figures at least. So it's well over £100,000 for a little watch. But you need a gift for royalty. You ready for the next one? You need some jewellery, yeah? So a king needs some jewellery. That is one of the most expensive rings that's not actually for royalty. But every one of those rocks in there is worth a lot of money. So you need some jewellery. What else do you need? We need a modern present, don't we? And I know what presents, if you're younger, you want. Because I was at Rydon when they were doing their Christmas wish list. In year one. And they all, just about without fail, wanted a computer for Christmas. Or a tablet. So I think we need a special gift like that for our king. And there it is. Do you like it? It's a laptop. I was thinking of getting one for the church. It is the most expensive laptop in the world. It will be custom designed to your own specifications. You can have all sorts of jewels in there. You can have any skin you want of any animal that's probably now extinct if you put its skin on there. If it's that precious. Price? In dollars, It's $1 million. $1 million. So that's what? £650,000 or something? Yes, it is. Inside, it's just an ordinary laptop. A little better than our one, but it's just a laptop with a bigger screen. $1 million. Fit for a king. Yes? I think we've got everything now. Totally fit for a king. So let's close that down. I think maybe they should. Yes, we can close that down now. Oh, no, I've got the last one. There, of course we need a tomb. I forgot we needed a tomb. And if you are a king, a ruler, a dictator, you need a really good tomb. When I was in Southend, they discovered an ancient tomb of an Anglo-Saxon king. And it was right by the side of the road. And you could, I mean, if you crashed your car, you go over into this area of lawn. But underneath it, they found the Saxon king. And he had gold in his tomb. Gold things to go over his eyes. He had all his sword and wheels of his chariot, and it was all there in sort of silhouette. And because he was from Essex, and they found a lot of little gold things, he was called the King of Bling. You need a good tomb. That is the most expensive tomb in the world. The pyramids need a good tomb ready for royalty. Right, we can finish that now. So, along comes Jesus, and we're going to have to make it fit for him. So we're going to have to think, first of all, of clothing fit for a king. You've each got pictures, and your pictures, when your picture comes up, I'd like you to come and sit at the front. I've got a lovely, comfortable seat for you at the front. But I wonder if any of you have got a picture of something you can wear, something we can give Jesus to wear. What have you got there? Oh, yes, I see what you've got there. Have you got Jesus in that picture? Let's bring it out the front row, and you're the first one. Here we go. I'm going to sit you here, and I'd like you to show everyone your picture. So you sit there. There we go. Can you see that? How do we know it's Jesus? Because the woman's touching the hem of his robe. It looks a bit ordinary. It looks a bit everyday. It's a bit... Well, what colour is that? What colour do you think that is, Rowan? There. Yeah, and that was... What colour is that?
That's blue.
Just grey and bluish. It's nothing special. But that's all Jesus had. Actually, he did have a special robe. It was worth gambling over at the cross. It was worth a little bit. But it was very ordinary clothing. Oh, dear. We haven't got really good clothing for Jesus. I wonder if we can get him some transport. I mean, that Ferrari was lovely, and that stretcher limousine was amazing. Anyone got something that we can put Jesus on to ride? You have. Right, go on then, Caleb. You're next. Show everyone what we got. Yeah, we just got a special donkey. I mean, it was every day. It didn't even know how to ride. It was a trainee donkey. It's the first time it had been ridden, and that's all Jesus had. Sorry? It was a boring old donkey, wasn't it? Yeah. They didn't even put his name there. We need to welcome Jesus. We need a red carpet. Anyone got something we could put on the road in front of Jesus that looks like a red carpet? Is that all you've got, Esther? Nothing more? It'll have to do then. Esther, if you'd like to sit there and show everyone what you've got, all we've got for the road is, oh dear, just some palm leaves. Boring palm leaves, yes. Just some palm leaves, nothing else. Oh dear. Well, let's see if we can find a gift. Something that's a gift. What have you got there, Heidi? A football? That's not much of a gift, is it? Oh dear. I was expecting something much better than that. So let's try. We could try that, couldn't we? You've got a great goblet. That looks quite nice. Why don't you use that? Gilfie, what have you got? That's a gift. That's a gift that Jesus gives to us. I think we're going to have you next. We're going to have you sit up there. And you have got just some bread, some unleavened bread, that is. We didn't give Jesus a gift, but he gave a gift to us. And he said, take and eat. This is my body, which is for you. He gives the gifts. We need a servant. We need a servant. We need a servant We need a bowl, Heidi. This is, come on, let's have a bowl now. You'd like to sit up there. Show everyone your bowl. Really, we'd prefer a servant for Jesus, but no one would serve him. And so he took a bowl and he filled it with water and he washed his disciples' feet at the Last Supper, just after his Palm Sunday entrance. No servant for Jesus. Jesus, servant king. And then last of all, we need a tomb, don't we? A tomb for Jesus. Actually, he doesn't really need a tomb, does he? He's not going to use it for long. Let's have what you've got, Anna, and we'll have that at the end, because we're not going to bother with a tomb. Instead of a tomb, Jesus does want to remind us that he died for each of us. And so he gives us a cup full of wine. Come and drink. This is the new covenant, the new agreement in my blood, which is given for you. Forget about the tomb, but a reminder of his death for us. So Jesus, our king, not like a dictator, not like a king we would normally have, a different sort of Jesus. Hold up your pictures then. Remind everyone of what sort of king we've got. Dressed in ordinary clothes like us. Driving, I've never ridden a donkey, I don't think, but just riding a boring donkey. Just leaves in front of him, humble, coming on a donkey, giving us his life through bread and saying, this is my body for you. I'm a servant king with the bowl. And at the end, our cup, which is saying his life given for us. A new agreement. We come to Jesus by trusting him. We can't bring him anything, but we can trust him and say, Jesus, this is me. Boring old me. Take me and let me be one of your followers. So we say, thank you, God, as we pray at the end. Thank you, God, that you do come to us. Riding on a donkey. Bringing us bread. Bringing us wine. Bringing us water to wash our feet and help us when we feel unclean inside, making us new. Help us this Sunday, this Palm Sunday, to reach out with our lives to you and accept you in again. Amen.